Welcome to Sports from the Couch.
I gotta say, it's the stupidest thing in sports.
With your host, Mike Mercado.
Players cannot stand them. Coaches cannot stand them. Most importantly, the fans can't stand them.
Brought to you by Mercado Airways.
I'm gonna say it once, and hopefully I'm wrong, but it's a disaster waiting to happen.
That is so bad, that is absolutely brutal.
Hello and welcome in, friends, to another edition of Sports from the Couch here on Mercado Airwaves. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. I want to thank you so much for making us a part of your day. And on this edition of Sports from the Couch, we need to talk about Aaron Rodgers. That is right, the state of Wisconsin has been very featured heavily here on Sports from the Couch the last few weeks. Aaron Rodgers, minority owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, so he is coming off a championship along with Giannis. But now it is time to talk about what he does best, and that is play football. And down here in Chicago, we have a lot of interest to see how it plays up in Green Bay. Some breaking news came down the pipeline about what his future looks like. So we got to get into all that and so much more. But before we do that, let's take care of some housekeeping notes. You can follow us all over the universe. I'm on Twitter at Mike and Media, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media, and you can be interactive with the show on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk. Please like, rate, review, and share us wherever you get your favorite podcast at Mercado Airwaves. You can see the video version of the podcast on youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network. So please like, rate, review, and subscribe to us over there. Hit that little bell so you can be notified every single time we upload a brand new episode. We're also on Roku. That is right. We have teamed up with the amazing Jerry Riles and the Rewind Sports 60. So you can check out our ugly mugs over there at Roku at the Rewind Sports 60. You can support the program and the entire network on patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. We have swag. Check us out over at teespring.com/Mercado Airwaves. Follow us on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves. That way you can keep up to date with the entire network's podcast lineup, like our pop culture podcast, The Good Brothers, our podcast All About Life, The Two Nerds of a Feather podcast, our sister station, The Gone Missing Podcast, a podcast that spotlights missing people that did not get mainstream attention, and of course, all our interviews with athletes and celebrities. That's at Twitter at Mercado Airwaves. And of course, like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves. All right, with all that down and out of the way, we need to talk about the guy, 12, the GOAT of Green Bay. I know a lot of people love the historic franchise of Starr to Favre to Rodgers. To me, Rodgers, most talented, best quarterback, once in a lifetime, maybe the best QB in the league, all that, right? This drama that's been going on with him in the front office and everything that happened with Jordan Love, it's crazy. Downright got an out of hand and has been the main story. Besides Tom Brady winning a Super Bowl, and mind you, that is Tom Brady winning a Super Bowl, this has been the biggest story in football. And before we actually started recording this, this came from Ian Rappaport. It is hashtag Packers QB Aaron Rodgers has indicated to people close to him that he does plan to play for Green Bay this season, sources say. That is the expectation. Many factors at play, but with GM saying he is hopeful for a positive outcome, there is a glimmer of optimism. So that is the latest from Ian Rappaport. And of course, this was all coming off of on Tuesday when of this week, which will be what, July 27th already, geez, that will he show up? And there were rumors about him retiring. So this story has gone all different types of ways. And we've seen it go crazy from the draft with Adam Schefter's reporting to this very moment. And I kind of wanted to just take a step back. Because this doesn't just affect Green Bay. This doesn't just affect Chicago or the NFC North. This impacts the entire National Football League. However this plays out. Whatever is the consequences of this. And it's going to sort itself out. People are going to play. People are going to get paid. There's going to be this drama. There's going to be this cloud that looms over. But before we get into that reality, before we see the next step of this, I kind of want to just take a step back and see kind of all the main topic points and who's right, who's wrong. How should we feel about this? It's a unique situation, especially in this sport, with such a high caliber talent who's very notable. And I guess the first thing was the retiring, because it plays into more than just him leaving football, that he cares that much, that he wants to leave that much, that he believes in his convictions that much, right? Whether you believe it is a strong personality or you think it's petty, that's up to you. However you want to take his family situation, his relationships, that's on you. That is, to me, that is almost... It's trying to be a couch psychiatrist, right? And I guess sports on the couch, we do that every once in a while. But I don't want to look too much into him cutting his family out in the sense of how you judge him. That should be objective. In this sense, that if you're willing to cut family, what makes you think you're not willing to cut business ties, business partners, sports partners? So I understand where people are coming from. But in his sense, him retiring is different than any other player. Let's look at, let's say, Aaron Donald, right? Aaron Donald, arguably the best football pound for pound per position in the entire league. But if he was doing what Aaron Rodgers was doing, it would not have the same impact. It doesn't mean the same. Not just because of position, but because of the importance of Aaron Rodgers and all the cards that he holds, theoretically, because there's a lot of money on the line. And yeah, like there's a lot of years left on the contract. But look at this entire year, who he's made look bad. The front office of this team, who haven't really done anything wrong, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But big picture-wise, I don't think there are many other people in this league that can do this. We saw Tom Brady kind of shown the door in New England. Whether that was just on his, what he believed in, but it wasn't this mutual thing where they both wanted to work out, at least Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. So I don't know if there's a lot of players that can do this, because beyond just how important he is, how good he is, the position he plays, not many dudes are getting jobs at Jeopardy or being the spokesperson of State Farm or playing pro-ams, playing in golf tournaments, you know, in the celebrity limelight with who they're dating. Like this is different. It's not the same across the board. This is why I think a lot of people were fascinated by it. Because you couldn't just see a DeAndre Hopkins doing this. You couldn't just see a, who would be another Khalil Mack here locally. You know, the better tier guys. You wouldn't see this in a running back position of Ezekiel Elliott. Like, it's such a unique situation. So, with knowing that it's a unique situation, how good Aaron Rodgers is, is he right? Is he right in feeling this way? Far be it for me to tell any person how to feel, what their feelings are. I learned this from the lovely Nicole, that you feel the way you feel. Everybody's feelings are valid. To an extent, right? Unless you're not harming anybody or yourself. But he felt disrespected. And all of this reporting that's been coming out lately, everything that we're learning now, it seems like it all came down to him not having any input or being told that Jordan Love was going to be a thing. Or now you're also kind of seeing that with Tom Brady is kind of getting what he wants, helping put a team together. There's so many ways to look at whether Aaron Rodgers was right, if he's correct, if he's wrong. I think it's weird that a lot of people want to carry water for this notion that he's never had talent around him. That's obviously not true. He has. He's always had a lot of talent around him. It's whether or not he's had these super teams, but who has super teams in the NFL? He's always had a top-tier wide receiver, whether he makes them or not. He's always had a team that's been in conference championships, in wild cards, in the playoffs in general, winning divisions. It's hard to win a Super Bowl. And yeah, we're even harder on them. How many does Drew Brees have? How many does a Big Ben have? Like, he's got two, right? Like, you're not beating Tom Brady. Eli's got two. Is he better than Aaron Rodgers? It's like, I think Green Bay has done a lot, and they've taken advantage of a bad division over and over again. So I don't know if he's correct on that one. The respect thing is interesting when it comes to the Jordan Love, because it is a business, and we're seeing that he has it in him to be cutthroat, not just professionally. We've seen it personally, and we've seen in the NFL that people lose their jobs. Not for long, right? So yeah, you can bank on him, but while I know, and you know, if you're here in Chicago, you would have loved for to have a quarterback that had a quote-unquote Aaron Rodgers bad seasons, but he was on the downslope, it seemed like the way, before he got went on and won an MVP. So you could see them kind of being like, well, we got to plan for the future. What is the future of our team? What can we do? Are we going to be a year late, 2 years late? Do we want to be early on this? Are we right on time on pulling the trigger and trying to develop a new quarterback? I could see how Green Bay was going this way. I think where I would feel more for Aaron Rodgers in the disrespected column would be if they continuously, and I know you can make, you could point at, and I'm not saying this is perfect, but you can make, you know, the argument when you see them say certain draft picks and how they did certain things, right? And when Julio Jones is available. I get all that. But unless they're telling him, mind your business, your QB, you do what you're supposed to do, we'll figure out the rest. I'm sure he's being asked, what do you think about this player? What do you think about that player? I know he wants to have a lot of say because he's the guy going out there. But other than Tom Brady, what other guys are putting that much input? I'm sure Patrick Mahomes can talk to Andy Reid, but Andy Reid is making those decisions. Ask Tom Brady, the reason why he went to Tampa Bay and brought some of his dudes over were because Bill Belichick wasn't asking for him to make a scouting choice when it comes to who should be on the roster. I think you should have the respect enough to tell him this is the direction we want to go on. This is the direction we're going. We're thinking we want to do this. We're thinking we want to do that. What do you think about this player? But he's not the GM. He's not a scout. He's a really good all-time great quarterback. Michael Jordan is one of the greatest of all time of anything. Not the greatest GM or scout or coach. It's like that. They don't equate to each other. So the disrespect, I think a lot of it is internal that he feels. We don't know what happens behind closed doors. And maybe one day we'll find out that Green Bay was atrocious to him. Could 100% be true. But just from what we've seen on surface level and how we've seen Green Bay respond, how we've seen Aaron Rodgers from the things he says to the things he doesn't say, the timing of certain situations. I don't know if he was disrespected, but he sure as hell disrespected Green Bay, whether you like it or not. And as a Bears fan, it's kind of interesting and sometimes a little bit of enjoyment to see them suffering a little bit. But I could see how Green Bay's front office has been put in this situation, and they did nothing that no other team does, that any other team does, I should say. The difference is you do have Aaron Rodgers, and he is that great of a player. And because he's that great of a player, all this has so much ramifications for the entire league, right? All this drama, because there's this division between the front office and Aaron Rodgers, this feeling of disrespect. And because of that, you have the Bears who feel like there's a window opening because they have a young quarterback, that there's something at the end of the tunnel. You have the Vikings who are, we put things together, we have our running game, Jefferson continues to develop, maybe we take over the NFC North and poor Detroit. But think about it, like that, Aaron Rodgers not being in Green Bay or just some type of drama in Green Bay makes anybody feel better. And then you start looking around real contenders. You know, you look at a team like Tampa Bay. They're sitting there thinking like, please have all the drama. Make it that much easier for me to get to the Super Bowl. This has long-term consequences. And in an open NFC, because as crazy top-heavy as the AFC is, the NFC is wide open. Anybody can win this. Retirements, new signings, drama. Aaron Rodgers, whether or not he plays for Green Bay, just everything that's looming on this team will go week to week to week, all 17 weeks now. 17 games, 18 weeks now, right? It'll be fascinating to see how Green Bay responds to it and how the entire league responds to this. How they go after him. How they take certain shots in the media. How Green Bay's locker room responds to this. You know, people were making fun of Devontae Adams because he put one last ride. And it's like, well, you got to win a championship to be kind of like those 90s Bulls. But there is something that maybe they all know that this is it. And is that enough to rally around? Is Aaron Rodgers and this team right now good enough to rally around themselves and go win in spite, quote unquote, of the front office? And send off Aaron Rodgers to one of these West Coast teams next season after winning a championship? Or do you just, is Aaron Rodgers a hit away or a pulled hammy away and be like, yeah, I think I'm done playing for the rest of the season. I'll see you next year. Like, that's in play too. And I think if you're a Packers fan, the most frustrating thing, and if you're an NFL football fan, the most bizarre thing, the thing you ponder the most is, why didn't you trade Aaron Rodgers when the draft happened? When there were so many quarterbacks that you could have gone for, where there were so many opportunities to gather equity. And now you have to wait. Now what? There is no good in a draft pick because anything can happen, especially in the NFL. So they put themselves in a position where now they need it to work out. They need him to want to win and throw up the middle fingers to the front office. They need him to be able to rally his players around when they had their opportunity to trade him. And in a draft where there was West Coast teams. And, let's be 100% honest. Aaron Rodgers should be where Matthew Stafford is. That's the thing that I think bothers him the most, is to see how that type of trade happened, to see that type of quarterback happens, because now it looks like the Rams and the Buccaneers are destined to meet in a playoff matchup. And we know how things are crazy in NFL. But that is the scenario. That is the situation that Aaron Rodgers wanted to be in. To be in the West Coast. Because he's not going to San Francisco now. After they drafted Trey Lance. Again, the draft should have happened. And if he was going to go anywhere, that was the situation, right? He's not going to the Chargers. They got their quarterback of the future. He's not going to the Rams. They invested in Matthew Stafford. Is he going to the Raiders? It's like Carr is consistently on the trading block. Every team has made an offer for him. But that's not even a West Coast team anymore. I mean, I guess it is, but they're playing in Vegas. So is he, does that mean anything? Is he just so done with Green Bay that it doesn't matter to him where he goes? And then you got to start thinking about what some of these other teams were thinking. Like, if you're Denver, how did you not go all in on Aaron Rodgers? Cheers. Because we talked about all this, but bottom line is, at least coming off of that MVP season, and what we know, even for were bad seasons, that dude changes your franchise. There are not many players in all sports that do what Aaron Rodgers can do, and that is change your franchise. We talked a little bit about it with Chris Paul a few days ago on the last episode of Sports from the Couch. And by the way, thank you guys for all the support, for joining us here on Sports from the Couch with Mike Mercado. We're on Roku, of course, at the Rewind Sports 60, youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts on all major podcast platforms. But we talked about it with CP3 that there are certain dudes that show up to your organization. Hell, for that matter, certain ladies that show up to your franchise and just change the aura, change the importance, and change the contendership of your team. We talked about it with Russell Wilson, where there was the talk of, is he going to come to Chicago? Are Seattle and Chicago going to make a trade? It is such a difference to have somebody of that caliber. And, you know, if you even think that the Packers haven't done justice to him, to Aaron Rodgers, and yet he's been able to do that, he could do that to any team. I mean, think about it. He might be one of the only quarterbacks in the entire league that can go to Jacksonville, that can go to the Jets, Cincinnati, hell, the Bears. Any one of these teams has never had, like, really that great of a quarterback and be a all-time contending, all of the accolades that you can ask for. That's how talented he is. That's the dude we're talking about. So I don't know where the disconnect came from the front office and from Aaron Rodgers, but this dude changes your life if he's on your roster. I don't blame him for not giving him enough weapons. Yeah, perhaps they could have done a little bit more, but he always had a good team, and they just came up short at times. Sometimes it was as simple as there just wasn't enough time on the clock. But if you're looking for a reason to hate on this front office, to look for reasons to get rid of them, regardless of them being the most dominant team in the NFC because per division, by division titles and how much they've dominated, the only argument you can make is they allowed it to get this messy. They didn't listen to their quarterback. I didn't say they have to placate to him, but they didn't listen to him. And they got to such a bad place that now they're begging him to come back. They're just hoping that they're shown the door, that Aaron Rodgers is able to put the palm to the face and be like, look what I did. I did it even though you didn't think I can. I'll be like, yeah, thank you, Aaron. Thank you. Thank you for the other 15 years of stability now. Job security. Like, worst case, and what's funny is as much power as Aaron Rodgers had, like, the front office was just chilling. Had all the vibes of, look it, retire, pay us back, come play. Either way, unless we get that sweetheart deal, we're not making a trade. We're not giving up our franchise. You got to give them credit for that if you're their fan base. I guess it's just hard to do that when they allowed or they didn't do a good enough job to make sure they didn't get to that situation. But I'm really interested. I want to know what you think. Do you think Aaron Rodgers is correct in the way he handled this? Do you think he handled this poorly? I'm fascinated to see how Green Bay fans respond to this, especially if he's the starting quarterback week one of Green Bay. I want to see the first time he's in Lambeau Field, if he gets booed, if he gets cheered, if it's this rounding standing ovation, if it's just mild, if nobody cares. That's what's going to be really interesting to see how the fan base responds. Whose side are they on? Especially a fan base like Green Bay. But I want to know what you guys think. Let me know your thoughts on this entire Aaron Rodgers situation as it plays out. The reports are he will be reporting on Tuesday. So we'll see how it plays out for the Green Bay Packers. Let me know your thoughts. Will he play the entire season with Green Bay? Will he start the season with Green Bay? Where will he end up? Let me know all over the universe. I'm on Twitter at MikeMMedia, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media, and be interactive with the show on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk. Check out the video version of the podcast on youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network. Make sure you subscribe to us there. And on Roku at The Rewind Sports 60. Support us over at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. And check out our swag over at teespring.com/Mercado Airwaves. Subscribe to us, like, rate, review, and share us wherever you get your favorite podcast on all major podcast platforms at Mercado Airwaves. Like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves and keep up to date with all the podcasts, the True Crime Podcast, the Pop Culture Podcast, the podcast all about life, the podcast spotlighting missing people that didn't get mainstream media attention by following us on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves. Enjoy all the games. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. We will see you next time here on Sports from the Couch on the Mercado Airwaves Network. I'm Mike Mercado.